Scott Brown is in the studio. Scott, we got Coach Mark Peach. We've got Jordan Wilson in the house, and we're talking Wildcat Wednesday.
That's right. What a way to kick it off, to use a football euphemism there. And glad to have everybody in the house, and hope everybody will support Trigg County Athletics today, Wildcat Wednesday. Go to WKDZRadio.com to the Big Deals store. And Coach, coming off a win, 1-0, probably one of the most unique openers you've ever been a part of.
Yeah, just really proud of the guys, you know, coming. I thought we played really, you know, hard and played well in our opener, considering, you know, no 7-on-7s, no scrimmages. And now we kind of get into another one more non-district game before we get to district play with Murray, and going to be a challenge for us this week. And we kind of look at it, you know, non-district games, learn as many lessons as you can to go into district play. Then district play determines your seeding, and then we get two games on the back end to kind of continue to work on some things. And then for our guys, I try and emphasize it's all about the tournament. But I've been blessed to have a great group to work with, and just excited to be here this morning. I want to thank you guys.
You seem like a very detail-oriented person, so the fact that you couldn't have 7-on-7, couldn't have a lot of tackle drills, couldn't run through a lot of defensive drills, how do you get past that? And how have you done that?
I mean, you just do the best you can. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody's kind of in the same boat, you know what I'm saying, across the state of Kentucky. And I think the biggest thing for us as a staff was we were just concerned, you know, trying to have the guys in all the right places. We made a few more tweaks this week. But it's really kind of hard to tell until you get into those full contact situations, particularly against other people. But to this point, I couldn't be more pleased with our guys, with their attitude and work ethic.
You got a young man next to you here that offense or defense, he's in the game playing for you.
Yeah, Jordan's a part of the senior group. We're very proud of him. Worked very hard. He's provided tremendous leadership for us. I mean, pretty much right from the start. I mean, through all our pod work and through summertime, getting into finally practices and getting into games, Jordan is no question one of the leaders of our football team.
Jordan here today. Jordan, tell us who you are and who your folks are.
I'm Jordan Wilson. My dad is Timothy Wilson. My mom is Sheila Cook.
Timbo, I'm one of those that I'm slow to the family tree game.
Me know? Too. I'm so not good at that.
I'm to the point in my life now where I have to ask, now your folks are who? So I'm to that point now. And so at senior night, they did senior night first game the other night. And I go out there and I'm taking pictures and I see his dad standing next to him. And I'm looking because everybody's got a mask on. So you have to do a double take, and I'm thinking, that's Timbo. I went to school with Timbo, and Timbo was Mr. T without the mohawk before Mr. T.
Oh, he was pre-Mr., pre-18.
I mean, he was a brick house, and he's one of those that...
Is that right, George? Like, yeah.
Okay. He would he'd kind of grunt at you. You know, and so
I would just get out of the way if I was in front of him.
He was one of the more intimidating players on the football team, and they were in the same numbers, and that's what stood out to me was the fact that he's wearing the same number as Tim. But so offense and defense, Jordan, which side do you like better a little bit?
Defense are my favorite
because you get to hit people.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I want to ask Jordan. You're a senior. Have you played all? 4 years?
No, I didn't play my sophomore year because I hurt my knee and I kind of got scared.
Well, I don't blame you. What does football mean to you? What does being able to play football this year mean to you?
Well, I'm doing something I love, so like every time I get out there, you know, I gotta go all out. So I'm really loving it. It means a lot to me, honestly.
So if you got to do a little extra or you got to be a little extra careful at practice, not a problem.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Good. Well, it seemed like, Coach, the players were excited to be able to play.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think every young person wants some hope. And when you look at, for football, just all the normal work that goes into a season, then you throw in all the, CDC guidelines we've been trying to follow and trying to encourage our young people to make good decisions. And they've made so many sacrifices throughout the entire summer leading up to this. I was just tickled for them to get an opportunity to go ahead and try and play the 2020 season.
Coach, obviously, you're able to play, but it's not a regular season because you get 9 regular season games instead of 10, and that can affect how many home games you have, and if you don't have a home game, you lose, the gate, so to speak. So something like this today, how important is Wildcat Wednesday to the football program itself as far as what your plans are, and sure. hopefully something like this can recoup a gate or two.
Sure. No, we're very thankful, you know, certainly for us, but also for all our sports, you know, I'm saying, at Tree County. And I just want to say, you know, certainly thank you to you guys, but also our community. You know, I felt the other night, you know, at our football game, but we kind of had that COVID crowd. We had a limited, you know, seating. But, you know, I thought our crowd was absolutely tremendous. I thought they cheered. I thought they were in the game the whole time. And just really impressed with our community here, just in terms of their interest and support for our young people here in athletics in Trigg County.
I don't think I understand fully, and I like to think I understand more than the average person. It takes money, though, like for these right. young men and young mm-hmm. women, these student athletes to play. It is not, you cannot get by on a couple of dollars here. I mean, for these kids to participate and have the full experience in football, a lot of time drives the funding for all the other programs. So I know this year is going to be a real challenge.
Well, I mean, any sport, it's a challenge, but particularly in football, there's so many costs that go into it, just in terms of, you know, busing, transportation. We're doing JV along with varsity. You're talking officials for those games. And then just the basic equipment, you know, I'm saying, that a guy has to wear, you know, any normal helmet. It's going to, you know, cost anywhere up to $300 a helmet. Shoulder pads, you know, if you buy a new shoulder pad, $250 to $300. So that's just kind of a beginning, you know what I'm saying, in terms of some equipment that you need to outfit your guys. And most footballs that you use are anywhere from $80 to $100, you know what I'm saying, going at any football game.
Wow. So, I had no idea on the football. 80 well, or 100? Yeah.
Well, it's just, kind of depending. Yeah. And KHSAA has a contract with Rawlings, and you can do some things with some practice footballs, but you want to have some game footballs, and you have to be able to use that particular football to be able to play in the playoffs and use those footballs. So there's a long list of things resource-wise that go into any particular season. So, but just been proud of our guys. We've already tried a couple of fundraisers and trying to get going with that. But certainly, like you said, they're with a limited crowd and those type of things, we're looking to do some things to raise some funds for our program, and we're very thankful today.
Anything else, Mr. Brown?
Murray coming up Friday night, big test. Murray ranked in the top 10 in Class 2A. Get to visit historic Ty Holland Stadium. Have you been to Ty Holland Stadium?
You know what? I don't think I have. I've coached against Murray, but I think we were at home that time. Yeah. So
you get to find that out.
Stay out of trouble, Scott. Last time we were there, the crowd
the crowd almost
he
got
told
us.
Me this story. That was crazy.
It got salty, Coach.
It's crazy.
It did. Yeah. But Jordan, what are the Wildcats going to have to do well when Friday night to get the win?
We're just going to have to play like we're coached. We got to play with our heart. We got to play smart. We got to go in there and give it all.
Sounds good. Haven't won at Murray in 12 years, so be a good test early on. Jameis Redd helps us on the broadcast.
Yes, he does.
We call
part.
This a measuring stick game for your team. You get an early measuring stick.
Sure. No, I mean, they're ranked. And when you watch them on film, you understand why. I mean, Coach Hodge does a tremendous job with their guys. They return a really nice group from last year that went 8-4. And listen, like I said before, these non-district games prepare us for district play. And so this is part of that phase of the season where we're hoping to, you know, learn some lessons along the way. But I told our guys on Monday, we're going to approach it to win, you know, and that's the approach you want to have in life. You don't want to have an approach, let's see how things go, because you're going to get mixed results most of the time. So that's how we're going to prepare. And but again, for our guys, I mean, for me, it's really about the tournament. You know what I'm saying? You always want to play, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. You're hoping your team's peaking and playing as well as it can at the end of the season.
Sounds good.
Jordan, you want to give anybody a shout-out to on the radio that may be listening?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Therese. Therese Boyd, if she is listening.
Nice. Awesome. I got to ask you, Jordan, what sounds better to you, 1-0 or 2-0?
2-0.
All right. Okay, all right. We'll get it done. We'll see you guys after a win against Murray. Thanks for your time. I know you're busy this time of year, Coach. Sure. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
We thank you all so much for the opportunity and what you all are doing today.